It is Friday, the 6th day of July, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Becca Martin Brown. She is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
We haven't said this for a while. It's July.
I know! I had this upsetting realization.
It just annoys Kyle when we do that.
Well,
but
it's true.
Both
I think
shocked.
It was like Friday. I told Kyle, "I was like, oh my gosh, I won't see you until next month. It'll be next month when we're
okay,
here."
Okay, I'm just going to
help
you. You're
done with this, right?
I'm going to help the two of you out. 26 days from now, it's going to be August. You've been warned. Okay.
That's soon.
That seems so soon, right?
I know.
That doesn't help, Kyle.
But in between, you can go to the Art Center at the Ozarks and see a play within a play, which gives you like an extra day.
Oh, okay. I like that.
See, there you go. It's called The Drowsy Chaperone. Pretty recently in New York.
2006, I think it won something. A Tony?
Tony. Mm-hmm. It's a musical within a comedy. And it's something new. You know, the Art Center of the Ozarks is kind of known for doing the classics, and this is a Tony Award winner, but new.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a character called the Man in the Chair, who is only happy when he's listening to his music. And his music happens to be a 1928 production of a musical called The Drowsy Chaperone.
I see. I get you.
And then there's the play within the play. It's supposed to be a really funny, really fun show. It starts tonight at 7:30. Actually, there's a 6:30 gala tonight. 7:30 tomorrow night, 3 o'clock on Sunday, and again, July 12th through the 15th. Tickets start at $10, and you can find out more at 751-5441.
It sounds like a good time.
Also this weekend, Opera in the Ozarks. The Magic Flute is tonight, and A Little Night Music is tomorrow night, both at Inspiration Point Fine Arts Colony near Eureka Springs. If you've never been, it's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Wooten performs.
I saw a sign, that a flyer.
Who is this? I'm sorry.
He is one of the best living bassists in the world.
Okay, the name sounded familiar, but I couldn't.
Played with Bella Fleck and the Flecktones.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Kinder, our music writer, says he is a bass player extraordinaire, and he is out on a solo tour. He will be at George's Majestic Lounge tonight. And admission to the 9 o'clock show is $25. He's got two albums coming out, Words and Tones and Sword and Stone.
Hmm.
First Friday in Bentonville has expanded this week to be First Friday and First Saturday. It's an American art and music festival on the Bentonville Square. And the headlining performer, the Cape Brothers, tonight at 7:15.
A lot of fun.
Free.
Mm-hmm.
The Rodeo Parade is at 10 o'clock Saturday. Goes from Parsons Stadium in Springdale West on Emma Avenue. And if you've never been to a rodeo parade, how long have you lived in Northwest Arkansas?
I'm not sure I've been to the parade.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
the parade's a lot of fun.
When we first moved back here, I know we went to the rodeo, but I don't remember if we went to the parade or not.
See, back in the good old days, the Springdale News was on Emma Avenue.
Right.
So when it was parade time, we all just went outside and sat down on the sidewalk. And if you were lucky, somebody came by with cotton candy and it was a good time.
There you go.
And Saturday night, there's this little improv group that we know some folks in. They're called Fun Bags, and they're performing at 8 o'clock at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville. Tickets are $5. I believe that Mark Landon Smith is calling it the cheapest date in town. I don't know if he's talking about the Fun Bags or himself.
Well, I guess we
can find
time.
Out. Yes.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.